Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, 97.1. Later this hour, a forecast of the top offenses for the NFL season. Lions were number one a year ago. What's the expectation this season? We'll get to that. Now, John, you had this topic you wanted to bring up, and I think it's connecting a couple dots.
It is. And so we've seen and we've talked about, okay, ad nauseum, we've talked about the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And for a little while this offseason, we thought there might have been a pipe dream of Myles Garrett. Well, he's back in Cleveland. Max Crosby at the trade deadline. Or even this offseason where, you know, he had said a couple of things about maybe wanting to be here in Detroit. We know he played at Eastern. Mm-hmm. That's not a possibility. We've talked, and it literally is almost sickening how many times we've talked about Trey Hendrickson. There is a player that is currently on the roster for Cincinnati that is unhappy and could be available. And that is their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, out of Texas A&M. We talked about him leading into the draft. Now, we thought it would be a stretch for him to be there at, you know, 28 or 27 or 26, even if they were to trade up a little bit to try and get a hold of him. But he left yesterday in the middle of their mandatory minicamp. He's no longer there. We played some sound of him earlier in the week about how his contract's not done. And he's the only first rounder left to be done. They are trying to take away some of the guarantees later in his deal. And there were reports yesterday that he is considering sitting out this year, which would put him back in the draft next year to be drafted by whoever would like to take a guy who's sat out for an entire season. I don't know what that means for him if that were to be the path that he takes. I do know what it means for Cincinnati. One, it probably means that if they're not signing him, they have a little bit of extra money, and they'll probably re-sign or extend Trey Hendrickson.
Well, they're over a barrel. I think that's the funny part of this. Right. Is they added Shamar Stewart to give themselves breathing room, and all they've done
they can't sign either one.
Botch his situation. So, yeah, now you got to go back to Trey Hendrickson and go, please?
Would you trade for Shamar Stewart? If they can't get it done, and they're looking at it as, well, we don't want to just lose our pick. If for some reason says, there's no way, I don't want to deal with this now. I don't want to have to deal with it, whether you're going to pick up my fifth year at that point or if we're going to talk about an extension. He's seen what they have done with, now they've obviously re-signed T. Higgins, but it was a long, drawn-out process. It was the same thing with Jamar Chase. The only one that they've treated with any type of, you know, I don't know, necessarily want to say dignity, but or respect is Joe Burrow.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Yep.
Going to get it. Yeah. So if Shamar Stewart finally draws that line in the sand and says, you know what, I'm going to sit out a year. I was able to make a little bit of money in college. I've done well for myself. I'm okay for a year. I'm going to be just fine. I'll go back into the draft and be drafted by one of 31 other teams other than the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, if Cincy wants to draw this weird line in the sand that nobody else does and they haven't done until now, great. He's not going to take a bad deal. He's not going to take money out of his own pocket by signing this ridiculous counter that Cincy has put forth. And if they want to stick to it, the Lions should absolutely throw them
a lifeline.
A lifeline. Hey, yeah. Guess what? We'll give you a first-round pick for him. Now, it's going to be in next year's draft,
right?
And we'll get the player now. Mm-hmm. We'll get a bigger, heavy edge. It seems to be their type.
Four-down guy. Opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
Sack production not there last year in college, but projectable, and they're big on that. Would you give up next year's first for Shamar Stewart? My answer would be, yeah. Let's take advantage of their stupid situation.
And so he's slotted it. This is why it's so confusing as to why Cincinnati hasn't been able to get it done. They've done other draft, you know, there's been other draft picks where guys have been taken 17. They've taken other draft picks in this not even new era of having your salary slotted in where you're drafted as to what you're going to make. There's not a lot of math involved in this. So I looked it up last year. Dallas Turner out of Alabama, just so happens to be he was an edge as well. He was taken number 17 overall by Minnesota. Now, these numbers will be a little bit higher because it's one more year down the road. But in year one, his cap hit $2.8 million. Year two, $3.5. Year three, $4.3. Year four, $5.0. Does that fit under the salary cap? That doesn't bind you in years two, three, four. Yep. So I do think that this is a situation where, hey, man, kick the tires. Hey, you're having a little bit of issue with your rookie.
We can help you out.
And I know that, hey, we call it about Trey Hendrickson. Doesn't feel like it's going to work out. Brad Holmes might not even want Trey Hendrickson. We don't even know. But Shamar Stewart, would you be interested in our first-round pick next year? Because it could be anywhere. I mean, everybody thinks that, you know, the sky is falling offensively. Maybe it's 17 overall. Maybe they miss out on the playoffs. Or if you add this piece to the puzzle, it could be, in Cincinnati's perspective, as bad as 32.
Right. Well, while I'm doing it as a Lions fan, is I don't think they're going to be picking 17 or better next season. I think it's going to be in the 20s.
So
late
you get
20s.
A top 20 pick for a late 20s first round, maybe an early 30s first round pick.
Yeah, and you're jumping a year early. You don't have to wait to use that pick. The guy's on the field this season.
You're in a win now mode.
You are, and it's a position of need. We feel it's a position of need. He'd make this football team better. Can we capitalize on the Bengals bungling the situation? 248-539-9797. Ticket texters with their feedback. If Stewart sits out and goes back into the draft, what's going to stop Cincy from drafting him again? Matt in a truck.
Okay, so if they don't want to give him the deal now, why would they jump back into the same situation next year? If they did and he decided, I'm just not playing in Cincinnati, he could sit out a second year. And if he does that, he doesn't go back into the draft. He has to sit out the year, but then he becomes an unrestricted free agent going into his first year, but 3 years removed. Now, okay, they would be completely insanity.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to sit out 2 years of development of your prime earnings. But yeah, he would become an unrestricted free agent if he ended up sitting out 2 years.
What would be the pro/con of trading for Stewart instead of just signing Zadarius? Would it just be the cap hit difference?
So the con is you're getting a guy that didn't have great sack numbers at the college level. And you're getting a guy that has a proven track record, can come into the NFL, can be productive opposite Aiden Hutchinson. We have there are swings and misses every time in the draft. Who knows who it's going to be this year? Maybe he's a swing and a miss. I don't think he is. I think he's going to be good at the NFL. So the pro of doing it is versus Zadarius. One, his cap number will be much less.
And you'll have him longer.
So
it fits into Brad's, we're not going to go all in.
Yeah, instead of year 11, you're getting a guy at year one. You get to develop him. You get to be that team that has him and has that fifth year option.
Yeah, here's the thing. the Lions don't view this as they have one chance to win the Super Bowl. They think they're going to have multiple cracks for years to come. Well, that's the case for a Shamar Stewart. He was regarded as an elite recruit coming out of high school with all the measurables and all the tools, and it just needs to be unlocked. Well, the Lions fashion themselves an organization that wants to bring in high athletic profile dudes and unlock them. And you would have four, and if he performs, a fifth year option that you could tag onto with two. If he performs, you've got bookends. That's the argument to go get Shamar Stewart.
Correct. And I mean, so you look at, I just feel like this at least requires a phone call. And if it doesn't work out, if they're like, no, we'll eventually work something out.
Yeah, we'll
just play a little bit of hardball.
Yeah.
But it is starting because, and I was a little surprised that Shamar Stewart went to the media as a rookie, in my opinion, seen not heard. I was surprised that he went to the media, and I think Zach Taylor was as well. You listen to some of his comments from yesterday. Yeah, he's no longer here. I wish he hadn't gone to the media. I wonder if he's falling out of favor and how much they obviously drafted him because they like him. But draft him in the first round. You like this player. You think he can be influential on your team.
I think his agent gave him good advice. At least I look at it as good advice. He didn't have to show up at all because he doesn't have a contract. But by going there, he put a little pressure on Cincinnati. And he's right. He has no, he can't be fined. He doesn't have a contract.
Right.
He's not violating any team policy. He hasn't signed a contract. He's 100% well within his right to negotiate. This is a negotiating time for him right now. We just don't see this because these deals are boilerplate.
Yep.
There's no more crazy rookie salary situation. It's slotted.
It's slotted. And now they're the only room for negotiation is where some of the guarantees are, how much of it's guaranteed. There's some of that, but it for the most part, you're going to be slotted into making X number of dollars over the first 4 years of your contract. Mm-hmm. Now, if they believe in years three or four, like they don't want to guarantee him, then why did they even draft him?
That's the issue. Why are you trying to change the rules of engagement? Why are you trying to offer this guy a deal that nobody else has? If they don't like him, if they're at odds, if they thought he was going to be a lemon and take this deal and he's got a backbone and won't,
they can have two first-round picks next year, wherever they end up, as well as the Detroit Lions' first-round pick. And I'll ask you this. If anybody says, oh, well, no, there must be something wrong with him. If he was on the draft board at 28, are you picking between Shamar Stewart and Tyreek Williams? Who would you take?
I think people say that you take Shamar Stewart.
Yeah. So now you have a chance. In theory, you have a chance to have both.
How about beefing up the D-line with two players from last year's first round? This makes sense. I don't think anybody's brought it up yet. Shamar Stewart at odds with the Bengals, still hasn't signed. People are talking about him sitting out an entire year and re-entering the draft. Let's just give them the pick.
Yeah.
And they don't waste their pick.
And move along.
And we get the productive player to play this season. What'd
you
do?
On a rookie deal.
Perfect. 248-539-9797. We'll get into the Tigers a little later in the hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, you know in sports when you're sidelined by an injury, it sure as heck feels personal. That same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Femininio. He uses the slogan, get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's a promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH or on the website getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tigers won last night. They win their 16th series of the year. Scooble on the mound. What did you expect? Seven shutout innings. Though he did walk two batters. Something wrong? Guy never walks anybody. Scooble's stats are unbelievable. You start to put it in context. Was it 101 strikeouts, five walks in this span right now?
It's so bonkers.
Yeah, the only other pitcher to do it, Clayton Kershaw. 2016.
His last four starts, he's got an ERA of 0.29. His ERA over the entire season is now sub 2. It's just ridiculous.
Yes, 30 innings with a 0.29 ERA, 32 strikeouts,
two walks.
It's ridiculous.
And those two walks came last night. And if you heard him or we've heard some people, you know, in the industry talk about he was a little grumpy after last night. I think it's probably the two walks. He is a guy right now that is after perfection. He is never going to be perfect. He may have a perfect game. I know that's hard to do, but even in those, competitors are always going to, I wish I had that one pitch back, or I wish I would have put this one there. That's how good he is right now.
He had an at-bat where he got down 3-0.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 strikeout. See ya. He's on another level right now. And by the way, the Tigers on another level. This announcement that they're going to be playing on Sunday Night Baseball in a few weeks.
Oh, what channel?
ESPN.
Service? Oh, okay.
It's been a minute since we've been on Sunday Night Baseball. I think Little League World Series site last year was the last time we had that kind of presentation. So on June 29th, Tigers and Twins will be a Sunday Night Baseball game.
Division matchup. Mm-hmm. And they should get that opportunity more and more because they have the best record in baseball.
It doesn't have to be Yankees and Red Sox every Sunday.
No.
Some ticket text on Shamar Stewart. I thought this was something interesting you brought up, John, this idea of, hey, we've done all the edge conversations ad nauseum, but is there another way to look at this? The headline out of Cincinnati is not just Trey Hendrickson who's unhappy. Shamar Stewart hasn't signed because they're playing games with his contract, and people are saying, well, if it really continues, he could sit out the entire season and re-enter the draft. Here's where the Lions could jump in and offer them a life raft. Mm-hmm. We'll give you next year's first. We'll get the player on the field this year. We're not going to play stupid games with his contract. We get an edge guy who athletically profiles as a stud. The numbers weren't there in college. Those are Brad Holmes guys. Those are the type of guys he brings in and gets more out of.
A little diamond in the rough. And,
sure.
And he's a guy he's an every down guy because you look at this top offenses that they're going to be facing. What do they have? They have quarterbacks that are mobile. So you want to have a guy that can you know, put pressure on quarterbacks, but they also have rushing attacks. If you're going to get to the NFC Championship game, at some point, whether it's early or late in the playoffs, you believe you're going to be facing the Philadelphia Eagles. What do they have? They've got a mobile quarterback, and they've got one of, if not the best running back in all of football right now.
John, you're playing chess when everyone else is playing checkers. This is a great idea, John in Chesterfield.
Thank you, John. John's look-alike.
Guys, you don't have to explain in depth all the scenarios. It's a no-brainer. Trade a first-round pick for this guy right now. I doubt Cincy would do it. There's many teams that could also trade their first that would be more appealing.
Could be, but Cincy may not do it right now. And this could be a lot of posturing from Shamar Stewart and his agent. I'm sure there's a lot of that in terms of, oh, yes, we're going to sit out this year and re-enter the draft. No player, absolutely no player wants to do that. But when it comes down to it, we've seen other players sit out, and it hasn't necessarily worked out well for them, but they've been further in their career, and that was a franchise tag that they didn't want to play under.
Brad Holmes has already told us we don't have any issues at edge. Why do you think we're going to do this?
Because it is the cheapest option to upgrade the edge. It is absolutely the cheapest option.
You got to clarify. Dollars. You got to give up a first round pick. That's not cheap. But for a team dealing with some major salary concerns over the next few seasons,
right,
this is cheaper than Zadarius or any of the other higher priced options.
I outlined what it would cost. And this, okay, I'll just up a little bit of what those numbers are. In year one, let's just say it's $3 million cap hit. In year two, nearly four. Year three, maybe it's four and a half. And in year four, it's going to be maybe five and a half. That's the cap hit that you are taking. And then you get to decide whether you want to pick up that fifth year option or not.
Let's get to Mike in Livonia. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Go Blue Giant. Listen, this is an amazing, idea. The only thing, you know, is Brad Holmes. Is this the type of player that Brad Holmes goes for? And I don't know what the scouting report is on him. So, John, maybe you want to elaborate on that. Give us more, his strengths and weaknesses. But to me, this solves the issue that we're dealing with on all fronts. First of all, like you guys said, the offensive line is declining this year with Frank being gone. So now we tackle the defensive line. We get a secondary edge who could potentially be a star if he ends up being, you know, the first-round pick that he's supposed to be. And then at the end of the, you know, a few years from now, first of all, he's under a rookie contract, so we don't have to worry about the salary cap ramifications. And then in a few years, if he's any good, because Aiden's signed long-term and you can't keep both edges, you could trade him and get back that first-round pick potentially. So, I don't see why we couldn't go for it. And it allows you to use this window of this year and next year, you know, being able to go for it and go for that Super Bowl. So I'm intrigued, to say the least. I hope we can make a move like this. It's very shrewd, to be honest. So
it's taking advantage of someone else's misfortune, the situation they put themselves in, to be fair. I guess the only reason not to do this, John, is if you just don't think, if you're more concerned with Zadarius will be more productive this year than Shamar Stewart and trying to win this year. But everything they've told us, I'm trying to play the Lions game.
Is they're talking multi-year. About winning long term.
Yeah.
And by the time he hits that fifth year option, Aiden Hutchinson is going to be year nine. And I think still playing at an entirely elite level.
And if we're in a position where we have two elite edge rushers, good problem to have.
So be it.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, 3 months after being charged with hacking into personal accounts of thousands of female athletes, college athletes, former Michigan football assistant coach Matt Weiss has broken his silence.
Did I see that he's representing himself?
He sure is. So this is for the civil case. For his federal case, he does have an attorney that will be representing him. But for some reason, he has not hired anybody or is not using the guy he's already hired to represent himself. So yeah, you did see that, right?
I don't know what the stats are on that, but it doesn't seem like that ever ends well.
No, it doesn't. I mean,
in the news cases that we've had,
it doesn't sound good. Anyway, so he pushed back on the allegations in court documents, and he took issue specifically with a default judgment granted to the defendants in this one lawsuit, as they claim he never responded to the lawsuit. And he basically argued that he was never served the lawsuit in the first place because it was mailed to his mother's home in Connecticut. And he even says that the signature used to, you know, verify delivery doesn't match his own signature. So he says he never even received this. And he's accusing this lawyer who's representing multiple women of basically creating this publicity stunt designed just to make him look bad.
Well, I don't know.
I think
that
he's made himself look bad.
There's really no publicity stunt that makes it look worse than he's already done.
Right.
When the FBI is indicting you and your university's dismissing you, they don't have to do a lot of work on the other side to make you look bad.
Not at all. A 10-year-old is hospitalized in critical condition after suffering a serious head injury in a crash that was unfortunately caused by a teen driver running a red light in Waterford on Wednesday night. Police say a 17-year-old Waterford boy ran a red light and struck a Ford Escape. The driver of the Escape, a 19-year-old from Waterford, and then there was a 22-year-old front seat passenger who suffered moderate injuries. They were taken to the hospital for treatment, but there was a 14-year-old in the back seat who also suffered injuries, and then 10-year-old in the back seat who suffered a pretty severe, serious head injury, who is now hospitalized. Police are investigating the crash. They did say evidence of marijuana was recovered from the at-fault driver, and they're trying to determine if that was a factor in the crash or not. Jim Harbaugh had some advice after a foul ball just missed his brother, John Harbaugh, and Cal Ripken Jr. at the Orioles game.
The timing of this was unbelievable.
Okay, I haven't seen it, so you can maybe describe how it went down, but so, I know they both like...
Yeah, I was watching
ducked.
The game, and they showed Cal Ripken Jr. and John Harbaugh sitting in the first row right behind home plate, right as the pitch was being thrown. Foul ball goes up, and Jason Benetti didn't say anything in the moment. And then foul ball goes straight up, and it's literally, they're right behind the net. It had to go straight up and almost straight down. It landed right between them. And that's when Benetti started talking about Cal Ripken Jr. and John Harbaugh, because it literally split them in two.
Yeah, and they both, kind of ducked out of the way. After the game, Jim weighed in on the situation and said there's a lesson to be learned. I think that everyone knows, keep your eye on the ball, right? But yes, also you got to have your glove, because he did say that his brother was a tremendous middle fielder at one time, but he did note he didn't have his glove at the game.
Unprepared, probably wasn't wearing his cleats either.
I'm sure he wasn't.
John wasn't. John is very normal.
Yep. Finally, this Indian man traveling to London with his brother, miraculously the sole survivor of that horrendous Air India plane crash that killed 241 people. This man miraculously walked away from the crash site after being basically thrown from the plane. He told a medic on site that as the plane was descending, it like split in two is what he said, and that he was ejected before a loud explosion, woke up in, all of the debris, saw people around him, dead bodies around him, got scared and took off running. And they said, he's got injuries, right? This guy's banged up, but said he's going to be in the clear. He's going to survive this thing. It's
a miracle.
It is a miracle. That's the only way you can describe it. It's insane that somebody survived that plane crash. It's crazy.
And then the survivor guilt of all of it.
It's going to be, he's got a lot
through. Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, it was a scary crash.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable that someone even survived it.
Without a doubt. Still investigating the cause of that crash.
Heather with the news. End of the hour, a forecast for the top offenses in the NFL. You expect the Lions to still be a top five offense. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tigers back home tonight. Cincinnati Reds in town. Ellie De La Cruz in town. 97.1.
My guy.
Your guy.
Yes.
He's waiting for you. Your guy.
I know. Sorry.
You're good.
Trying to find my on button.
It's right next to the off button.
Yes. Yes. It's actually right above it. But yes, I'm excited because he's just an electric player. Now, he's not having the same year he had last year, but every time he is on the field, whether at shortstop, there are unbelievable plays he makes. He's got a cannon for an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those are even more exciting than what he does at the plate. And I saw a stat last night that I'm going to nerd out on Ellie De La Cruz. He sees more changeup pitches than anybody else because of just how much damage he can do at the plate. And then obviously if he gets on base, it's, you know, steal second, steal third. And so I get a chance to see my guy, Dylan Dingler, gun down Ellie De La Cruz. Hopefully.
Tigers 20 games above 500. 45-25. Yeah, Dan Dickerson's final call. We're going to get into the Lions at 850. Still a top five offense. We'll tell you what's forecasted. Last night, the Tigers won, but in the win, Tommy Kahnle gave up a run.
This is so weird.
Yeah, so what's the big deal?
It's so kind of uncomfortable to actually talk about.
So Tommy Kahnle just got a really nice write-up in the Detroit Free Press. He's having a nice year. He's part of that 1-2 punch with Will Vest.
Great free agent signing.
Yep. And in detailing the unique personality that is Tommy Kahnle, it was revealed that he shaves his entire body as a personal punishment whenever he allows a run, a tradition that started back in the minors. You heard that right. A personal punishment. Where after he gives up a run, so picture this, John.
Thank you, bud.
They win. They win, and he's going electric razor or straight razor, whatever he's doing. He is going all hair removal from his body.
Maybe I wonder, not a really hairy guy. Like, I'm looking at pictures of him, and maybe he just recently shaved in this photo because his arms look pretty smooth. Like, they look hairless.
Maybe he had just given up a run.
Maybe he did.
Day before.
Yeah, he's given up, I think, 5 all year. So,
I mean, there's one of them there where he looks like he's got a 5 o'clock shadow. So
yeah,
you got to believe he's somewhat hairy.
As long as he's not mixing razors, you use one for your face and one for
the other parts. Hopefully that's not a razor on the one you're alluding to.
Yeah, so he's got to have his whole kit and caboodle ready to go.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I look to you because you were a professional athlete. Did you ever have a teammate? Did you ever see anything like this? Weird sports rituals when you were in the locker room?
So weird sports rituals. No, I don't believe I did see something like this. And it's painful to talk about. It's still cringeworthy to have this vision just burned into your retinas. I did at one point walk into the shower because, and I'm assuming the showers are still the same, right? It's just a big room with a whole lot of spigots. And there's no, you know, personal space other than you don't, you know,
yeah,
use the same spigot. I walked in as I crutched in. It was right after I had my ankle surgery. And I noticed a player who was first in the shower that was shaving his unmentionables with a razor.
Oh.
And I was 100% appalled and disgusted that they would be doing this. If you want to do it, that's fine. I don't care.
Manscaping?
Yeah, manscaping. Do whatever you want. Just don't do it in the team shower where other dudes are going to walk in. And it was, I mean, you guessed it earlier. It's Clinton Portis.
Of course it was Clinton Portis.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so I proceeded to swing a crutch at him.
Did you
get the hell out of here?
Shoo him out of the way?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, he was the player that had a hand in you having this ankle injury to begin
with? Yes. It's been chronicled. It's been detailed. and my disdain for him as well. So, this is not, and we, because we asked the question, like, does he do this right after the game?
Right. When does the punishment start? Right away? Yeah, right there in the locker room?
Are there tears involved? I gave up a run.
I don't think there'd be tears involved.
I don't know.
It's weird to do this
to begin with. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is that emotional for him?
I mean, if it's punishment, it must be he doesn't enjoy it.
He wants to look like Sasquatch, but he gives up too many runs. Is that what this is?
I don't know. I mean, if hopefully by October, he does look like Sasquatch.
Great. We wanted a nickname for him.
Sasquatch.
Need him like a full beard and chest hair and hairy forearms.
I mean, yeah, you could keep going with the description. Yep. I appreciate you stopping there.
I did for you.
Yeah.
You were talking about...
Heather, have you ever heard of anything like this?
Of somebody shaving their entire body as punishment?
Yeah.
No.
Seems
so
odd.
I'm reading more about it. Like older stories from years ago about people calling, old teammates calling him a psychopath. For
oh,
doing
really?
This. So this is nothing new for him. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gone on since he was in the minors, apparently. They called him a psychopath.
Yes.
So some other notes in the Free Press talking about Tommy Canely. They mention his personality. He's the loudest player in the clubhouse. He collects Philadelphia Eagles jerseys, wears a Notre Dame football helmet, keeps a video game.
Okay, that's weird.
Yep.
Wait, what was that? Sorry, I'm still reading about shaving your entire body.
Wears a Notre Dame football helmet.
Oh, okay.
Video game console monitor in his locker. Caffeine addict. He's graduated from 5 Red Bulls a day to only 2 C4 energy drinks and 2 large cups of coffee. How does he describe his own personality? High energy, carefree, just having fun.
Carefree and hair free.
It sounds like he's doing this. Sorry, I'm reading more about it. Waist up, covered in shaving cream.
Like waist up. So it's not his entire body.
Well,
or at least
what he did in front of. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's still it could be an issue. I mean, that there's some issues shaving your chest. Could be.
What do you mean?
Just
what would be the issue? Just use a razor.
Must be careful.
Yeah, you need to be careful around a couple of spots.
Yes, you do.
I don't want to say it out loud. Nothing wrong with it. I just
his nipples, John. He has to be careful around his nipples.
Yes, he does.
He does, John.
Is the back covered? Like, is he asking a teammate, hey, there's a couple of spots I can't reach. Can you help me out here?
It doesn't say that. He confirmed the entire body, not the legs. I don't know. There's a lot on this.
Okay.
I'm not.
Well, so it's not the entire body.
So people are speculating eyebrows? Question mark.
Right. So it's not the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Who says he's shaving? Maybe he goes and gets waxed.
Well, it sounds like he is
40-year-old version
shaved in front
style?
Of people, like with the shaving cream.
Yes.
Is doing this right then.
If he's not a hairy guy, he soon will be. You know what happens if you start shaving an area?
Well,
that's not a myth.
Is that true?
It is a myth.
Yeah, I think that's true. So when I was playing, I would tape, when I wore knee braces, I would use the ones that just went on the side, and I would tape directly to my skin, my ankles. I would tape directly to my skin. So not to pull out every hair follicle one at a time, I would shave my legs.
John Jansen.
Yeah,
I would shave my legs. Shave his legs.
And if you didn't, or if you were late, then you would just rip off all the hair. And it's kind of funny that this topic would come up because a couple of days ago, wearing shorts, my kids, as kids do, they like to pick apart their parents and dad. And they said, "Dad, how come you have no hair on your legs?" Like, so it is a myth. Like, if you shave, it grows in thicker. No, I shaved my legs, or I just ripped out all the hair follicles. I have almost no hair on my legs.
It's a myth. Yeah. I shave my arms. My arm hair is not growing in like extra thick. And
doesn't come in brown?
No.
Very dark.
The information we just received. Suddenly, I have the image of John Jansen shaving his legs while singing the jingle, "Who Wears Short Shorts?"
Yes. Just so I get into my jorts.
Oh, jeez.
There's a visual for everyone driving off the road right now.
Bunch of fun visuals today. All right. Coming up next, do you expect the Lions to have a top five offense? We'll tell you what they're saying. It's 97.1. Is this Canely to his body hair?
John mentioned the shaving scene, the waxing scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yes. There you go.
Kelly Clarkson got it. Took a minute there.
Okay. Some ticket text wrapping it up.
Little Kelly Clarkson on a Friday morning.
Not where I thought we were going today.
No. I didn't think we were going to hairless Canely.
Texter points out, pictures are weird, man. Imagine one of you guys shaving your body because you botched a live read or had a bad show. Yeah, not going to happen. But
no.
They do want to know if you use Nair body cream, John. That's Mike and Celine.
No.
That wasn't your preferred.
Yeah, I just did it dry.
Okay. Nickname for closers, Vest and Canely, the Saver and the Shaver.
The Saver and the Shaver.
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're getting somewhere.
The end of Canely's night, he could, if he's pitching well, no runs, no cuts, no errors. Brian and A2. It says, man, you're giving the afternoon show some wild drops this morning.
And if Rogers is the catcher that day, they can say it's the Saver, the Shaver, and the Flavor Saver.
There you go. I mean, you
we've had a very weird
three.
Show today.
Take that however you want.
Heather's comparing a Tiger player to Dirk Diggler. Just a very weird show today.
I know. I watch a John Wayne every day. And it sounds like she watches Boogie Nights every day.
I have not watched Boogie Nights in a long time.
Yeah, now
however, every time I hear his name, that's who I think of.
Top of mind.
I mean, they're very similar sounding names.
Dylan Dingler.
And Dirk Diggler.
Diggler.
Same.
I got to be honest with you. I never made that connection to
you
begin
didn't?
With.
You didn't?
I never did either.
You
no.
didn't?
No.
The
I don't
first
think,
time
I, don't think
I heard
did.
His name, that's what I thought of.
Yeah, well, you must be the only one in Metro Detroit. To
no
that.
Way.
That's oh, I'm you. Sure you are. Quite positive.
And that's Dingler's nickname.
Yeah. Who's behind the plate?
AP.
Anyway. Before we get too off the rails, because I think John is teetering right now.
Oh, boy.
The Lions. Football. Our salvation.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you expect the Lions to have a top five offense this season? We've discussed losing Ben Johnson. It's still Campbell's offense. But there's no Frank Ragnow. They were the number one offense a year ago.
Number one scoring offense.
Do you still expect them to be a top five offense this season? That is our question for the listeners. We bring this up because NFL.com has their forecast of the top 10 offenses for the upcoming season. And John, I can go through it, but do you believe the Lions are a top five offense in the NFL?
I think they can be, yes. I
think
they will be, yes.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is... they have so many weapons in the skilled positions, and they have two of the three most important pieces on the offensive line that are still there, still stable. One of them, Penei Sewell, the best in the business. So yes, I do think they're still going to be a top five offense. You can construct this offense, and I believe it's still Dan Campbell's offense. I know Ben Johnson was a play caller and he called the plays, but it was a game plan that was put together by the staff, and it was under the guidance and tutelage of Dan Campbell. They will be able to move pieces around and hit different pieces to give an advantage to that offensive line. And last year, 51% run. I expect this year, probably, and now when I say more, somewhere between 50 and 55% run. Play action pass last year was another 25% of the offense. So drop back passes in passing situations is limited. Offensive lineman's dream, run the ball. Run play action pass.
Yeah, ideally you don't have to, but they're going to play other really good offenses. And John, the game won't always be dictated by them. It won't always be on their terms.
But they do have the ability to control tempo, or at least when they have the ball, control tempo and be able to score points, match other offenses. And it's just going to come down to who's got the best team, who's got the ability to match a really good defense with a top five offense.
You'll sense a theme. When we go through the top 10 offenses for the upcoming season, the Lions are going to play seven of them, mm-hmm. eight games.
Yeah, seven of the other nine, because will play themselves in preseason, but it won't count.
So I think that would be part of it, is if the Lions find themselves in situations where they have to keep up, those are more dropback situations, those situations where you don't have your center. That's an issue. Well, no, they don't have Frank Ragnow now.
No, I know, but possibly that they're going to have to play catch up or be in passing situations.
Okay, they had the number one offense a year ago, and they were able to roll people by three scores over and over and over again. This schedule's much more difficult. I don't believe the Lions are going to be rolling up 17-point and 21-point victories left and right. I think that's fair to say.
Right, but I also don't think it's necessarily going to be 42-41 every game.
Right. I expect the Lions offense to take a step back. I don't expect them to be top five. Okay. I still think they'll be top 10. The Ragnow thing's considerable for me.
Mm-hmm. It is for me too.
And I was willing to overlook losing Ben Johnson because I think Jimmy's in the Joes more than the X's in the O's. You have the ideas. I got my guys up front. I got my guys in the perimeter. I got my playmakers. I've got my guys. I'll be fine. Well, if I don't have my center, Jared Goff's going to get pressure from the middle. Goff has issues when he's pressured up the gut, as most quarterbacks do. But
could
he doesn't have
pressure
the...
up the middle.
John, they're going to play a lot of football games. He's going to be pressured up the middle sometimes.
Sure, as they were at sometimes last year.
And more often because they're not replacing Frank Ragnow.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to go through the list, and we want to know from you guys. 248-539-9797.
See if I can get Jim to pull out his hair instead of shaving it.
The top 10 offenses for the upcoming season is forecasted by NFL.com. The number 10 offense is the Kansas City Chiefs. They were not a top 10 offense a year ago. The thought here would be getting Rashee Rice back, second year for Worthy. Mm-hmm. It's still Andy Reid. It's still Patrick Mahomes.
Question I have is, what are they doing with their offensive line? They lost Joe Tooney, and they didn't have an address the tackle situation. So it's just, hey, let Patrick Mahomes be Patrick Mahomes. Let him run around. Hopefully he doesn't get hurt. And it's worked for him very well.
Number nine is the Cincinnati Bengals. Quarterback, some talented receivers.
Offensive line issues still.
They were top 10 a year ago in scoring. Mm-hmm. Stay there at nine. Green Bay Packers were top 10 in scoring a year ago. First round receiver into that mix. LaFleur offenses. Sure, top 10. Cool. Mm-hmm. Number seven, I thought this was low, the Philadelphia Eagles. They are the best offensive line in football. They've got two skilled receivers, best back in football. They should be the at least in the top five, I would think.
That's where, yes, we start to pick apart this list. I do think that they're a top five offense going into the season.
Number six, the Denver Broncos. Kind of a surprise, but Sean Payton's offense, a better line than people realize.
Yeah.
They drafted a running back. They brought in Evan Ingram at tight end. I could see him in the top 10 this
year. Sign J.K. Dobbins to make a little bit more efficient run game.
Sure. I could see him top 10. They have him at six. That means the Lions are in the top five, and they have the Lions as the number five offense for the upcoming season. They do bring up Ragnow's retirement. Number four is Washington. They added Laremy Tunsil and drafted another tackle. Added Deebo Samuel as well. Number three is the Baltimore Ravens. Number two is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And number one is the Buffalo Bills. All of them were top five offenses a year ago.
I actually think the Baltimore Ravens at three is low. Last year was obviously the first year that they had Derrick Henry in the backfield. They signed him to a new deal. He seems to be one of those running backs that just does not have that expiration date. And we've seen all the stories about how he takes care of his body in the offseason, during the season. But their ability, as they continue to find different ways to use Lamar Jackson with his feet, with his arm, Derrick Henry, I think that combination is just unbelievable to me. And I know Mark Andrews had a big drop, but Mark Andrews is still a really good tight end.
Let us know. Do you expect the Lions to have a top five offense next season? No Frank Ragnow, no Ben Johnson. You see who the other teams are in the conversation. It's 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.